In this bulletin, all states and territories reimpose tough border restrictions on Greater Sydney travellers, concerns about a new coronavirus strain in the UK, and Tim Tseeu inching closer to a super welterweight world title. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded two new COVID-19 cases, a 60-year-old woman and a man in his 70s in Sydney's northern beaches. The two were close contacts and the source remains unknown. Contact tracing is underway with genome sequencing results expected within 24 to 48 hours. The cases visited multiple locations in Sydney's Palm Beach and Avalon areas. Residents are urged to get tested and self-isolate at the mildest of symptoms. And tough border restrictions have come into effect today on travellers from Greater Sydney and the central coast of New South Wales, Victoria, Northern Territory, Western Australia, Tasmania and the ACT have reimposed the need for travellers from Greater Sydney to quarantine for 14 days. Professor Brett Sutton says Victoria should be on high alert and he expects more cases to be confirmed in New South Wales.
The obvious other concern is that there are just a number of exposure sites where infectious people have been with a number of contacts, casual or close contacts, who might develop illness over coming days. That's another significant concern.
Queensland has totally closed off its border to Greater Sydney travellers, while people from other parts will be forced to quarantine from today. Some experts say the current lockdown is a holding pattern that will need to be extended until after the new year, and that it could take up to 4 weeks to get the case numbers down to elimination. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has called on Australia to stop being dismissive of their concerns and of Chinese companies. This follows the federal government announcement of plans to launch a formal appeal to the World Trade Organization over barley tariffs. Australian farmers were effectively blocked from exporting barley to China after import taxes of 80.5% were imposed in June. The Chinese Foreign Ministry also hasn't confirmed or denied that a recent ban on Australian coal is in place. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin says Australia needs to rectify its actions towards China.
What I want to stress is that the Australian government should take China's concerns seriously and take concrete actions to correct its discriminatory actions against Chinese companies.
Moving overseas now, and nearly 140,000 people in the UK have received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine as London enters a strict lockdown. The government faces increasing calls to limit easing of restrictions over Christmas following a spike in new cases. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended the country's plan to ease restrictions for the holiday season.
We don't want to criminalise people's long-made plans, Mr. Speaker, but we do think it's absolutely vital that people should, at this very, very tricky time, exercise a high degree of personal responsibility, especially when they come into contact with elderly people, and avoid contact with elderly people wherever possible.
In the United States, 112,000 Americans are currently hospitalised with COVID-19, which is a new record high. The country is facing a shortage of intensive care beds as the state of California activated its mass fatality program, typically reserved for disasters. A second vaccine could be on the US market by Christmas, with approval from the Food and Drug Administration expected in the coming days. And Tokyo has reported a record high of coronavirus cases as Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has been criticised for being slow to act. Infections have been rising throughout the nation with 2,431 new daily cases and 53 new deaths. Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato is urging residents to follow the rules.
Today's new infection cases in Tokyo was 678, which is the highest ever. An average number of people in hospitals has also surpassed 502. We must continue to be highly cautious. We kindly ask the nation and residents in Tokyo to follow basic antivirus measures.
Meantime, the South Korean Prime Minister is urgently calling for more hospital beds as the country detects a new daily high of cases. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 1,078 new coronavirus cases. In sport, Tim Tsiu has defeated New Zealand's Bowen Morgan in a first-round knockout, inching closer to a super welterweight world title. The son of Costa Tsiu is now within reach of his own world title after winning 17 fights, including 13 knockouts. Tsiu floored the Kiwi twice in the opening 2 minutes at Sydney's Bankwest Stadium. The win means Tsiu could fight Argentina's Brian Castano for a world title early next year if current champion Patrick Tijera is unable to face Castano before January the 6th. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. Fine and sunny in Perth, 30 degrees. Cloudy in Adelaide, 23. 27 in Melbourne, a humid day there with a shower or two about. Possible storm in Canberra, 30 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong, 27. 29 with a possible shower and storm in Sydney. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 30. Showers in Brisbane, 29. Partly cloudy and 33 in Cairns. Showers and a storm likely for Darwin as well, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for more detailed analysis of what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.